Hi, I'm Scott Spears, and for this road trip tour, you'll be traveling with me along Zane's Trace, now Route 22. This is one of the earliest roads in Ohio. One of the original towns on the trace is Somerset, home to Civil War General Phil Sheridan. It was originally called Middletown because it was midway between Zanesville and Lancaster. David Snyder, Somerset resident, public speaker, and local historian.
The great thing about Somerset is it really fits that Jefferson ideal 200 years later. Zanesville became a manufacturing center, a powerhouse, and Lancaster and Chillicothe to lesser degrees, but Somerset remains closer to that Jeffersonian ideal.
That ideal of a nation of small farmer landowners can still be seen around Somerset. Somerset's town square features historic two-story brick buildings that have about anything you need. Go to the hardware store, eat, get your hair cut, and handle city business in what was the Perry County Courthouse, now Somerset's Town Hall. Somerset was first settled in 1803, and one of the first buildings built was an important part of a town along Zane's Trace. Author and historian Dixon Snyder.
The first two families that settled Somerset were brother-in-laws. That was Jacob Ditto and Jonathan Fink. He bought a half a section of land, and he built a log cabin. About a year or two later, he built what was called a Fink's Tavern, which was in operation for probably 40 years. It was a major landmark on the Zane Trace, and it was also served as the town courthouse, the jail, and the meetings, the township meeting halls, and anything else, even a schoolhouse.
Fink's Tavern is long gone, but the building that housed Miller's Tavern still stands at the corner of West Main and North Market Street on the northwest corner. Taverns were places for travelers along the trace to stop for a meal or spend an evening.
The accommodations along Zane's Trace would probably not be very desirable by our modern standards. However, if it's raining outside and you've had a long day on the road, you might be entirely comfortable in sharing a bed or sharing a floor space with someone that you knew nothing about. It was a pretty simple life, and most of us are not used to that kind of thing. Just imagine a 400-mile hiking expedition, and you carry it with you, or you have it in a wagon that you're dragging along behind you.
In 1807, traveler Fortescue Cummings wrote about his travels along Zane's Trace and about his stay at a tavern.
After supping at the inn where the stage stopped, I was shown to a bed upstairs in a barrack room the whole extent of the house, with several beds in it, one of which was already occupied by a man and his wife from the neighboring county, who both conversed with me until I feigned sleep. But I was soon awoke in torture from a general attack made on me by a host of vermin of the most troublesome and disgusting genii.
As you can tell, the tavern of the 1800s was not the motor lodge of today. Modes of travel have changed as well, but Somerset is still a destination for those who want to visit an historic town on an historic road. From Somerset, Ohio, I'm Scott Spears.